This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, so Parshas Korach. I'm not sure how much time we'll have time to get through, but let's try. Let's see. The first idea is something which I saw in the name of Rabbi Isaac Bernstein, a fabulous idea, which connects to the end of last week's Parsha. Last week's Parsha was Parsha Shlach Lecha. Now, if you remember, the very end of last week's Parsha was the third paragraph of Shema, the paragraph of Tzitzis. And the Pasuk says, if you take a look, the first box, if you're listening online, please email me, jdogolker@gmail.com, I'll send you the handout. Vayim Hashem al-Moshe lemer, dabel b'nei Yisrael v'marato alehem, vasulem tzitzis al-kamfei b'gdeihem. Ani Hashem l'keichem, Hashem says, yeshem eres Yisrael, yeshem l'kim, ani Hashem l'keichem. And that's how the Parsha, I think, ends. That's the last Pasuk in Parsha Shlach Lecha. We are all itching to say the word MS, right? Because that's what we're so used to. And indeed, the Gemara in Brachos Yudalad Amad Aleph says, Omer Bevo, Omer Beyechanan, Halacha Krib Yehuda de Omar, Bein Elokeichem le'emes v'yatziv lo'yafsik. It's so important to put emes immediately after the last words that you can't even be mafsik then. You've got to say them together. Omer Bevo, Omer Beyechanan, my time is Rabbi Yehuda de Chsiv, because it's based on the Pasuk in Yirmiah, V'Hashem Elokim emes. So based on the Pasuk in Yirmiah, Hashem Elokim emes, we have the practice to add on MS after saying Shema. And that is standard whenever we do it. Seder. And indeed, the Shulchan Aruch Paskens in Erechaim, Samach Vav Sifhei, Bein Vayomen MS V'yatziv Lo Yafsik. You can't be mafsik between the end of Shema and the word MS. Shelo lehafsik Bein Hashem le'emes. Ele Yomer Ani Hashem lekeichem MS V'oz Yafsik Adin Be'em Tzaperik. Then it's got the Din of Em Tzaperik. Okay. Asks Rabbi Bernstein, if it is so important to join the word emes to the end of the Shema, why doesn't the Torah write it? Cute question. So why didn't last week's parasha finish like we all wanted to say, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, emes? Why didn't we do that? So he answers a very interesting answer. I don't know if it's his own idea or he quoted someone, I don't know. But he says something very cute. He says that the juxtaposition of Parsha Shlach Lecha and Korach precludes the possibility of having the word emes. Because you can't have the word emes immediately before Parshas Korach, which is all about rebellion and sheker and challenging the truth. So therefore, it would be inappropriate to have the word emes immediately before Parshas Korach. Because it's inconsistent, you know, with truth. It's either true or not true.
The Torah itself is emes.
The Torah is...
You have the word emes there.
True, the Torah... Right, so if you look at the sign, if you look in the next box, the Gemara Shabbos in Hamad Aleph says, Chayis Mishnah Kodesh Baruch Emes. Everything about a Kodesh Baruch is Emes. Yeah, the Mishnah Ovis says that the Ha'olim Shlesha, Shlesha Tzvorim Ha'olim Omed, Ala Din, Vala Emes Vashom, it's one of the pillars in which the world stands. But the point is that it cannot be connected, it cannot touch something which is Sheke. It's oil and water. They don't go together. The Mesidus Shoyim says, interesting thing, and the Peleyot says the same thing. There's no other mitzvah or aveira where the Torah uses the language when it comes to sheker. With anything else, it says, you know, with an aveila, don't eat it. With, I don't know, whatever it may be. When it comes to emes and sheker, look what it says. It says in Mesidus Shoyim, Perek Yud Aleph, V'sire, sheloi omar misheker tishmer, ela midvah sheker tirchok. It doesn't say just stay the truth. It says keep a million miles away from sheker. Midvah sheker tirchok. We've got to run a mile away. That's the primacy of emes. There's a lovely medrash. The medrash in Parshas Pekudei says in the final box of the first paragraph, "Ve'ele Pekudei Hamishkan, kach posach Rabbi Tanchuma bar Abba." It says in Mishlei, "Ish emunos rav brachos, atamoyt zekol mishu nem rakodesh baruch hu mevi brachos al yodov, mishein nemon ve'itz lahashel yinoke." Someone who is honest, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will use him as a conduit for all brachas. Ish emunos, who is that referring to? Zeh Moshe. Shunem monosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was the faithful one on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shunem alokein avdi Moshe b'chol beis nemanu. Hoi ish emunos rav brachas, shakabat vorem hoi gizbar aleihem. Moshe Rabbeinu was the faithful accountant. He collected in millions of pounds to build a mishkan. Hoi misparchim lefi shunem, and therefore it was blessed because he was honest. This week's parasha. That's a reference to Korach. Shehayah Levi, or Bikesh little kohuna gedola. He wanted something which was not due for him. He wanted the kunu gedola. You see that if a person is honest, bracha will come through you. A person is not honest, then devastating ends. I may have mentioned it once before, but there's a lovely story. They tell about Rav Rotman. Rav Rotman was the Rosh Yeshiva of Merkaz HaTorah. That's all. Merkaz HaTorah is a well-known yeshiva. So I forget who it was, but one of the representatives of the yeshiva came some years ago to school, and they're recruiting boys. So they speak after Shacharis, and he told the following story. He told us at breakfast. He didn't say it publicly. He told us, the Rebbe said it together, and he told us the following, that the way it was in Merkaz HaTorah, the Rav Rotman was the Rosh Yeshiva, the day-to-day man, but the Nasi of the Yeshiva, the actual head of the Yeshiva, was Rav Kreisworth, the famous Rav Chaim Kreisworth, who was the chief rabbi of Antwerp, and one of the outstanding Gedolim of recent times. So Rav Rotman used to go to America for 3 weeks in the year to fundraise. And one time, he was there, and he felt, he's away from his wife and his family for a long time. So he felt bad. So he calls Rav Kreisworth, and he says to the Nasi of the Yeshiva, Rav Kreisworth, I'm here in America. I'm on my annual three-week fundraising trip. Would the Nasi mind if I would go and buy a dress for my wife? Just to thank her that she allows me to go away for 3 weeks. So Chaim Kreisworth says, for sure. Absolutely. You're Moser Nefesh for the Yeshiva. I, as the Nasi of the Yeshiva, allow you to go and to use yeshiva funds to go. He says, what? Yeshiva funds? What are you talking about? Chas v'shalom. I wasn't planning on using yeshiva funds. My question to you was, I'm here on yeshiva business. Can you allow me to have an hour out of my time to go to the shop and to buy something for my wife? Because I'm here on yeshiva business. They pay for my flight. I'm here for the yeshiva. I can't do my own things. I'm calling for a shus to take an hour out of the time to go buy something. And it's this level that wouldn't occur to most of us, I think. It's certainly not me. But that's it's a level of honesty which I think sometimes once in a while to get a reminder of what it means. So therefore, says Rabbi Bernstein, the reason why it doesn't say MS at the end of Parshas Shlach Lecha, because it's just inconsistent to have it next to Parshas Korach. Okay, let's move on. The very interesting thing that I once heard from Rabbi Hartman. In last week's Parsha as well, in Shlach Lecha, you remember that Kalev tried to get the attention of the Eidah, of all the Klal Yisrael, by potentially showing he was going to disrespect Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Pasuk says, Vayahas Kalev, he silenced the crowd. Says Rashi, Hishtik es kulam, el Moshe, it's the bottom box, Lishmoya mashad yidav Moshe, Tzovach v'amah, so Kalev stood up and shouted, V'chizu belvad osalonu ben Amram, Is this only what Ben Amram has done? Hashemeo yesovu shebola sape begunusa. People thought he was about to speak disparagingly against Moshe Rabbeinu. Metoch shaybelim al Moshe, because they were angry with Moshe. Bishul divrei ha-meraglim, because of the reports of the meraglim. Shasku kulim lishma gnusa. So everyone was listening. They're going to listen to the gnus, to the negative comments of Moshe Rabbeinu of Kalev. Omar v'haloi kor alonis hayom v'erlonis amon v'gizas aslov. No, he's done wonderful things for us. Fine. What's interesting is when he uses the term Ben Amram, that's a disparaging terminology. So the Pasuk says, Moshe calls him Moshe, but it says, V'chi zu belvad oslan Ben Amram. You see that Ben Amram is used when he wants to sort of speak disrespectfully. And you see the same thing in Parshas Dvarim. If you look at the top of the next page, the Pasuk says, Ma ro'o Ben Amram Shalotze, it's an unbelievable Rashi. Yeah, it says in the beginning of Parshas Dvarim, and Perkan of Pasuk Yubais, Melamed Shoy Apikarsin. There were Jewish people who challenged, were disrespectful to Moshe Rabbeinu. Higdim Moshe Lotze, he left his house one morning a bit early. So Amru, the people started speaking and they said, Ma Ra'a Ben Amram Lotze, why did Moshe Rabbeinu leave so early? Shema Eina Shofa B'Toch Beisu. He's got Shalom Bayis problems. He wants to get out quick. Icher Lotzeis, and if he leaves a bit late, Amru Ma Rab and Amru Shlotzeis, why is he so late? Ma'at Soivrim Yeshev Yoyes Aleichem Eitzes Roas V'Choshev Aleichem Machshavas. He's plotting against you. He can't win, right? If he leaves early, then he's got Shalom Bayis problems. If he leaves too late, he's plotting against you. But again, what's the lashon? Ma ra'a ben Amram lotzeis. So you see, ben Amram is a disrespectful term. The difficulty is, there's a Rashi in Parshas Bishalach which suggests that ben Amram is actually a very praiseworthy accolade. The Rashi says, lahagid shvachon sheshomu l'kol Moshe. It says, vayasu kein, the Bnei Yisrael did, lahagid shvachon, to do the shvach, that they listened to Moshe Rabbeinu. V'loi omru heich niskarvel rodfeinu, how can we go back to our pursuers, to the Mitzrayim? Onu tzrichin nivrayach, we've got to get out of Mitzrayim. Ela omru, but rather they said, ein lonu ela divrei ben Amram. We're going to listen to ben Amram. That's a praise. So I don't understand, is ben Amram negative or positive? That's the kasha. So the answer they give is, in Parshas Bishalach, the praise is that Moshe Rabbeinu is not adding anything of his own. When it says, Ein Lonu Ela Divrei Ben Amram, it's like we're listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking. When you don't say Moshe Rabbeinu's name, that means you're taking him out of the equation, and he's just a conduit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's word. That's why I don't say Moshe. So Ben Amram is a phrase we use when he's just the mouthpiece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, when you speak with a microphone, you don't praise the microphone. The microphone is just the means to hear the person speaking. HaKadosh Baruch is speaking through Moshe Rabbeinu. But we don't want to say through Moshe Rabbeinu, because that would suggest Moshe will add something to his own. No, okay, say Ben Amram. Ben Amram suggests there's no Moshe there. It's just the microphone. It's just the conduit. So therefore, in Parshas Bishalach, Ein Lonu Ela Divrei Ben Amram, beautiful, that Moshe Rabbeinu is not anything of his own. He's the mouthpiece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, that Ben Amram is complementary. Masha Inkein. In other situations, Ben Amram will be a negative. Say that. That resolves the contradiction. The trouble is, there's a Rashi in this week's Parsha which destroys all of that. Why? Because what goes on in this week's Parsha? You have the whole incident with Korach. And then the ground opens up, swallows up Korach and all his men. And then Aaron comes along and he takes, and there's a rebellion, there's a plague. And Moshe Rabbeinu tries, and this is in Revi, halfway through the parasha. And Moshe Rabbeinu quickly says to Aaron, go take the Ketores, and that will stop the plague. So says Rashi, when Aaron went and tried to stop the plague, something crazy happens. Look at Pasuk, it's Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayamud ben Hamesim, etc. Ochaz es Hamalach. Aaron HaKohen, he took the Malach. Then Midu al-Korach, and he stopped him. He was the destructive Malach. Omele al-Malach Hanachli, let go of me. I Hanachli la'asa shlichus, let me do my shlichus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, destroy. Omele Moshe Tzivani, so Aaron HaKohen said, no, because Moshe commanded me la'akev al-Yotcha, to stop you. So says the Malach to Aaron, Omele, ani shlucha shel mokum, I'm coming as a shliach of Hashem. And you're the shliach of Moshe Rabbeinu. So I win. So Aaron responded, Moshe doesn't do anything of his own. He's just the mouthpiece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's just finish the Rashi, but you can see here's the problem. Moshe Rabbeinu is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, in the Pesach HaMoed, v'shal. V'zeh shneu v'yoshev Aaron, Moshe dabar malalom v'kturis, why Bikturis, etc., etc., etc. But what do you see? You see that when the Rashi says that when Aaron said, Ein Moshe, Ein Meklum Milibay, if the phrase to use when describing Moshe, that he doesn't add anything of his own, it's not Moshe, it's Ben Amram. So to be consistent with our answer, just we just said, it should have said Ben Amram, not Moshe. So that seems to throw a spanner into the works. The answer is, it's not a problem. Because, what's the answer? Who's talking in this Rashi? Aaron. If there's one person in the world who can't say Ben Amram, it's Aaron. He's not allowed to say his father's name. So therefore, there's one person, Miriam as well, who can't say Ben Amram. So therefore, by force, he's had to use the word Moshe. So just to summarize what we said. So the Rashi in Parsha Shlach last week shows us that Ben Amram is a disparaging, disrespectful term. The chizu bavad osalam Ben Amram, and so to in Dvarim, ra ma ra Ben Amram shelotzeis, ma ra Amram Ben Amram lotzeis, etc. So it's a negative. You see in Parshas Bishalach, ein Amru ein lonu ela divrei Ben Amram. So when is the mouthpiece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you use Ben Amram as a positive. Otherwise, it's a negative. Apa Rashi, Ein Moshe Omer Klum Milibo Yadim Pia Gvura. Why doesn't it say Ben Amram? Teretz is because it's Aaron talking. Aaron is not able to use Ben Amram. It's disrespect. You can't say his father's name. That's the resonance. So therefore, the answer that we gave is still a good answer. Okay. We'll leave it there. Mitz Hashem, the last piece we'll save for next year. Mitz Hashem. Okay. Kalta.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.